the millions of Americans behind on your taxes. If you're afraid to open your mail because IRS collection letters could be coming, listen carefully. The IRS is cracking down, taking paychecks, freezing bank accounts, revoking passports. That's a fact. But here's what most people don't know. There are official tax relief programs designed to help struggling taxpayers. Programs that could save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief. Optima's award-winning team will fight to protect your paycheck, your passport, and your property. Their tax attorneys and licensed tax professionals will work tirelessly to get you the best deal possible with the IRS. Every day, penalties and interest keep piling up, so don't wait. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
We're here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm. And 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. It's the third day of the NBA season, and the coach of the Portland Trailblazers, Chauncey Billups, is under arrest. So is Miami Heat player Terry Rozier. There are more of 30 people arrested in a federal gambling sting involving unlawful betting and fixed poker games. This comes as legalized gambling has surged in popularity, but federal prosecutor Joseph Nocella said today,
the sports books themselves are victims in this case. They themselves did not, as far as our investigation has concluded, they did not perpetrate anything unlawful.
Billups and Rozier are on leave. President Trump said he is not sending federal troops to San Francisco this weekend after he spoke with the city's mayor. American ranchers say they aren't happy. The president's committed to buy more beef from Argentina. The White House says the president wants to increase supply to lower prices, and the Senate did not advance a bill that would have paid some federal workers during the shutdown. This is ABC News. Illinois lawmaker Darren Bailey, running for governor next year as a Republican, announced today his son, daughter-in-law, and two grandchildren were killed in a Montana helicopter crash Wednesday. Governor J.B. Pritzker expressed his condolences today in Chicago, saying it's not a time for politics.
I cannot imagine losing a child, losing two grandchildren, and what they must be going through.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams dropped out of the race after he was beaten in the primary by Zoran Mamdani. Today, he endorsed another candidate.
I'm fighting for the family of New York. That's why I'm here today, to endorse Andrew Cuomo to be part of this fight.
In a response, Zoran Mamdani tied both Adams and Cuomo to President Trump. And remember Clippy from Microsoft Office? Today, Microsoft announced his successor, Miko, a floating cartoon face. Unlike Clippy, Miko can be turned off. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Trust the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts to recommend the products for your next oil change. Right now, get 5 quarts of Valvoline Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a Wix filter for $35.99. Plus, get a $15 gift card after rebate. Limit supply. See your O'Reilly Auto Parts store for details or shop O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Workdays can be unpredictable, but your workwear shouldn't be. With the Cintas Apparel Plus program, you'll have freshly laundered garments for everyone on your team delivered every week. Cintas has workwear for just about any job imaginable, with high-performance fabrics and an uncompromising fit that stretches and moves with you. Don't leave looking and feeling good to chance. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
It's good to know that your Touchstone Energy Cooperative is always there. For generations, we've powered the growth of our neighborhoods, our businesses, and everything in between. Today, our commitment is stronger than ever to provide affordable energy you can depend on and keep you connected to what matters most, now and for generations to come.
Celebrate National Co-op Month with Pierce Pepin Cooperative Services, your Touchstone Energy partner, your source for power and information.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly sunny skies into your Thursday afternoon. Northwest winds and highs in the lower 50s. Bridget, tonight, mostly clear skies and light winds will be in the mid-20s to start your Friday. By afternoon, sunshine, mid-50s. The bathroom you always wanted, interest and payment free for 18 months. Call Bath Planet at 800-329-4115. Currently 44 degrees.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. A hearing between lawmakers and State Department of Public Instruction staff following a Capital Times report into how DPI handles investigations into alleged sexual misconduct and grooming at Times grew heated at the state capitol on Thursday. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is encouraging you to continue to protect against mosquito bites. That's after the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection reported a horse in Marathon County tested positive for Eastern Equine Encephalitis Virus, a rare but serious disease. The FBI arrests 22 in a series of southeast Wisconsin raids. The agency announcing Wednesday 24 search warrants were carried out in Racine and Milwaukee counties, part of a widespread gang investigation. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Help DEA keep our communities safe and healthy by participating in National Prescription Drug Takeback Day, Saturday, October 25th. Take action right in your own home by cleaning out your medicine cabinet of unneeded medications. Keep them safe, clean them out, take them back. Find a collection site near you at DEATakeback.com. Do your part to lower overdose deaths and prevent prescription drug misuse before it starts. That's DEATakeback.com.
For excellence in auto body work and paint jobs, there's only one name to see: JKO Auto Body Shop of Durant. Because JKO Auto Body Shop strives for excellence in every job they do. You'll know that when your car is repaired by JKO Auto Body Shop, that is in back-to-factory specifications from the parts to the paint. And it will last, too. JKO works with all insurance companies. From body work to paint jobs, excellence is what you'll find at JKO Auto Body Shop. Madison Street, Durand.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand, the area's number one home seller. Visit their website at primerealtymidwest.com. And Abyss Silo, your Husqvarna and Toro Lawn and Garden Equipment dealers, Durand. The Chen Fitzsmith Funeral Home, serving the Mondovi area and featuring monuments from lifetime memorials. And Bowerville Tire and Service, Durand and Mull Drive, Eau Claire. Wabasha residents are encouraged to attend an open house today on the Highway 60 realignment project. The city of Wabasha wants to move Highway 60 to improve safety, reduce flooding closures, and support community growth. The project would construct a new roadway segment that would eliminate a dangerous T-shaped intersection at the foot of the Mississippi Bridge approach and raise the road above the 100-year flood elevation. An open house to discuss the project is tonight from 4 to 6 p.m. at the Wabasha Fire Hall. The city would like to start construction in 2027. The Boys and Girls Club of the Greater Chippewa Valley is asking for increased support from the public. The organization says a decrease in funding from the government is leaving them in a bind when it comes to funding key programs and services. The Boys and Girls Clubs serve youth and teens from second grade to age 18, aiming to provide opportunity and programs focused on academic success, good character and citizenship, and healthy lifestyles. Donation information is available at cvclubs.org. That's cvclubs.org. State lawmakers have introduced a bill to support veterans' housing and recovery programs across Wisconsin. Under the bill, the state would provide $107 per day to organizations that provide services to homeless veterans at their facilities. Earlier this year, Klein Hall was closed after funding to keep that facility open was not included in the state budget. A proposed bill would require Wisconsin schools to carry cardiac emergency response plans. Senator Jesse James and Senator Van Wangard introduced the bill. James says the bill would guarantee that schools are ready to jump into action in case of an emergency. The Wisconsin Senate Public Safety Committee held a public hearing on Wednesday to gather opinions on that bill. You're listening to WRDN News.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Chent Fitzsmith has provided meaningful ceremonies to honor the lives of loved ones, from the simplest memorials to elaborate celebrations. Chent Fitzsmith offers services like personalized theme-based printing of cards, folders, and more. And using your family photos, they can make a cinematic video that can become a keepsake for family and friends. And they do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi, Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
The Durand, Arkansas School Board has passed the 25-26 budget. The budget will have a $450,000 deficit in the general fund balance. Durand, Arkansas School Superintendent Ryan Nelson says that deficit was expected.
On paper, it looks like there's a $450,000 deficit, which isn't unanticipated. When the board made the decision that we were going to invest in the construction of the Early Learning Center, they had made the decision that they were going to use a portion of the general fund balance that we have. So the way that, from an accounting standpoint, you have to represent that as an expense for the fiscal year that it's happening in. So the board decided that they're going to use $450,000 from the general fund balance. So we're showing that as an expense in the 25-26 fiscal year. So even though the rest of our budget is projected to be balanced, we know we're going to use that $450,000 from our fund balance, so it does reflect on paper, in terms of the budget that we submit to the state, that we would be exceeding revenue by $450,000.
The district tax levy rate will remain the same as last year at $5.59 per $1,000 of equalized value. For the third time in as many years, combined enrollment is up at the campuses of the Universities of Wisconsin system. UW released official 10th-day enrollment numbers that show the number of students enrolled this fall across the system is 190 more than last fall. In western Wisconsin, that total includes nearly 9,500 students at UW-Eau Claire, just over 10,500 students at UW-La Crosse, and just over 7,000 students at UW Stout. A regional supermarket merger has been finalized. Missouri-based Chinook Markets Holding Company, the 1939 Group, has completed acquisition of Wisconsin-based Festival Foods and Hometown Grocers. The deal increases the total store network to 164 locations and expands the group's employee count by 8,000. The 51 Festival Foods and Hometown Grocers in Wisconsin joined 113 Chinook Markets in Minnesota, Illinois, and Indiana. The deal announced in September includes purchases of shares held by Festival Foods and Hometown Grocers CEO Mark Scogan, along with those held by employees through a stock ownership plan. The Trump administration will release about $3 billion in assistance to U.S. farmers despite the government shutdown. USDA is also planning to resume operations today at the Farm Service Agency offices across the country. That would include here in western Wisconsin as well, which runs financial assistance and loan programs for farmers. Now, many of the agency's operations were shuttered due to the government shutdown. You're listening to WRDN News.
Looking for outdoor power equipment for your lawn and garden projects? Anibis Silo is your home for Husqvarna and Toro lawn and garden equipment. Anibis Silo has the right equipment solution for you to tackle any job. Need a piece of equipment repaired? Anibis Silo also now has small engine service and repair. The service staff can repair all makes and models of lawn and garden equipment. Visit Anibis Silo, Highway 25 Durand, for your lawn and garden equipment needs.
Big or small, in town or in the country, Prime Realty of Durant can help you find exactly what you need. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty. As the area's number one home seller, we have the experience and commitment to help you navigate the complex real estate market. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or a seasoned veteran looking to sell your current property, Prime Realty is your guide toward home ownership. Like Prime Realty Guys on Facebook or visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com. Prime Realty, making your dreams a reality.
The Wisconsin Book Festival returns to Madison this week. Over 70 authors are expected to attend the event, kicking off on October 23rd and ending on October 26th. Most events will be taking place at the Madison Central Library. The festival's in partnership with the Madison Public Library Foundation. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnikin.
Hey, I am Brant, and her name is Sherry, and she's a friend and a colleague of mine, and we were just praying for her, actually, because she had a major surgery she just went through.
Yes, and I am very happy about something you actually talk about all the time, which is
MediShare.
That's right,
of course.
Yeah.
So what was your experience like with MediShare and your healthcare bills?
You know what? It was seamless, and that's such a blessing when you're already nervous about a health issue, which I was.
Yeah.
Members shared my expenses. There were zero problems, and let me tell you, having people pray with you when you call in and it's just what you need, it's so refreshing.
Yeah, that's what I keep telling people. People love MediShare and saving tons of money. The typical family, I'm fond of saying, could save $500 a month.
I am so thankful for MediShare. It's so different, and I mean different in a very, very good way, Brant.
It is a good different. Call right now. They're so easy to talk to. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Here's the number. Call 888-SHARE-19. That's 888-SHARE-19. 888-SHARE-19.
Smith re-signs with Front Row. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today. All the car parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay, things people love.
eBay has reinvented vehicle buying. From click to curb, everything's covered. Ever try to buy a car online and end up in a parking lot with a stranger and some blind trust? That era is over. Now with Secure Purchase, eBay isn't just where you find your car. It's where you buy it, start to finish. Title, financing, registration, delivery, it's all built in. This is the modern way to buy your next ride on eBay. eBay, things people love. Secure Purchase is powered by Caramel Dealer Services, LLC, an eBay subsidiary.
This is Kyle Larson.
I'm David Grau.
Hi, I'm Donnie Schott.
This is Brian Brown.
This is Danny Dietrich.
Wing Nation is your go-to destination for all the latest sprint car news and interviews from the stars of sprint car racing from around the country. This is Steve Post. Aaron Everham, Ashley Strummy, and I will have all the latest news, insights, and conversations on Wing Nation's YouTube or Facebook pages, or listen and download and subscribe to Wing Nation on any podcast platform.
Wing Nation.
Wing Nation.
Wing Nation.
Wing Nation.
Wing Nation. All sprint cars, all the time.
Zane Smith is staying in the NASCAR Cup Series after signing a multi-year agreement with Front Row Motorsports to remain the driver of the number 38 Ford. The 26-year-old Californian, in his second full-time season in the Premier Series, captured a pole at Talladega and has registered 5 top 10 and 1 top 5 finish so far this season. Currently 27th in the Cup standings, the 2022 NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series champion is higher than both of his more seasoned teammates, Todd Gilliland and Noah Gregson. I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
Confidence is knowing you're ready to handle whatever comes your way. That's what it feels like to take on your workday with Cintas. They make sure your AEDs are up to date, your fire extinguishers are tested and inspected, your floor mats are cleaned and delivered, and your workwear looks good, feels good, and is freshly laundered with the Cintas Apparel Plus program. So are you ready to take on today? Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Remember when they used to ask, what do you want to be when you grow up? At Bank of America, we ask every day, what would you like the power to do? When you work here, you help build businesses, inspire communities, and forge legacies. And now we've raised our U.S. minimum wage to $25 an hour. So the opportunity to do more also comes with competitive pay. Learn more at bankofamerica.com/25. Bank of America, proud to be an equal opportunity employer.
We
UK to the NFL season kicks off in Inglewood tonight. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Minnesota Vikings square off against the Los Angeles Chargers. Packers wrapped up a second day of work today as they get ready for their Sunday night matchup against the Steelers in Pittsburgh. The Packers facing their old quarterback Aaron Rodgers. He's been the focal point of conversation this week, but there's another big matchup with right tackle Zach Tom going up against Steelers edge rusher TJ Watt.
He got good speed around the edge, and then he got good counter moves, but I think with him, the big thing is, like, he doesn't really come out the game, so you're pretty much dealing with him all game, so you got to be on your stuff pretty much the whole game. So got good speed, got good bend, got a good inside move, spin move. You pretty much got it all, so you got to be ready to play.
Brewers earned some of the top baseball awards from the sporting news today. Matt Arnold named the Executive of the Year, Pat Murphy the Manager of the Year, and Christian Yelich named the National League Comeback Player of the Year. Second baseman Bryce Terang named to the National League All-Star Team. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Fall means hunting in western Wisconsin, and Ryan's Sports Shop in Durant has everything you need to make this year's hunt successful. Ryan's features Wisconsin-made Matthew bows, crossbows from Raven, and camo gear from Realtree. Ryan's also has ammo from Federal, Winchester, and Remington, and arrows from Victory Arrows. Don't forget about fall fishing. When you need bait or tackle, visit Ryan's Sports Shop, making hunting, fishing, and enjoying the great outdoors fun since 2006, downtown Durant.
I'm Kim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Hunt. Muskie anglers know that this time of year is the perfect time to be out on the water chasing muskellunge because they're up shallow and they're biting. I'll tell you what they're biting on, but first.
Whether you're hunting private or public ground, OnX Hunt gives you the edge. With detailed land ownership maps, you'll know exactly where you stand. Add in advanced weather, wind, and radar tools, and you've got the full picture to plan every hunt. Now, with Moultrie Mobile Trail Cam integration, you can even see photos from your cams right on the map for smarter scouting and better stand decisions. Download the OnX Hunt app today and start your free 7-day trial.
If you want to catch muskies, now is the time to be on the water. But you don't want to be using a fast-moving bait. You can take those bucktails you were burning fast and furiously through the water last summer trying to trigger a bite, and you can put those back in the box. You want to be using a jerk bait, something that you can snap, that dives down a couple of feet and slowly creeps back up to the surface. That's where you let it sit and twitch it a few times. It's amazing how many times a muskie will come up and crush those lures as they're sitting there resting on the surface after you've given them just a little twitch. The topwater lures, like those that have a propeller on the front and the back, those torpedo lures, they work great right now. You cast them out over those big weedy flats and you just work them back oh so slow. That little bit of action you get from those propellers, that'll trigger a bite every time. And you can't beat those chugger lures, those topwaters that you snap, they pop, and then they rest. Give them a little twitch, give them another pop, let them sit and give them a twitch. Bang. They love them. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy. In 2011, I founded Wesley Financial Group with one goal in mind, to help honest folks out of their timeshares permanently. Today, I run Wesley with my two sons, a real family business, treating every client and every employee like we'd want our own family treated. That philosophy has helped us grow into the largest, most trusted timeshare cancellation company in the United States. Fortune magazine even recognized us as one of the best places to work. Why? Because we genuinely care. In fact, some of our former clients were so moved by their experience working with us, they joined our team so they could help others to timeshare freedom. If you're stuck in a timeshare, give us a call. Let our family help your family.
Call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit. 800-790-1400. 800-790-1400. 800-790-1400.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly sunny skies into your Thursday afternoon. Northwest winds and highs in the lower 50s. Frigid tonight, mostly clear skies and light winds. Will be in the mid-20s to start your Friday. By afternoon, sunshine, mid-50s. The bathroom you always wanted, interest and payment-free for 18 months. Call Bath Planet at 800-329-4115. Currently 44 degrees.
Well, no surprise, markets watching some headlines once again and also reflecting a little bit on the trade action of the last 24 hours. Good afternoon. You're listening to the American Ag Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. Jeff Peterson joins me today. Jeff is with Heartland Farm Partners. So where are we when it comes to the trade talk with China? Because there just seems to be a lot of different bouncings going on out there.
You know, there really is, and it bounces back and forth. So let's just start off what we know for sure. We know that, China's top economic official will be traveling to Malaysia, you know, for the summit of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations. And, you know, that gets set, fires off here, I think, on the 24th to the 27th. And at least what we're hearing so far is that Scott Bessent and Jameson Greer will be meeting with him. And there's some, you know, discussion back and forth on what days. A lot of people are talking those discussions happen, you know, tomorrow. Some are saying it carries through for a number of days. So a lot of this information sometimes, you know, kind of gets blurred a little bit. But the good thing is that they're talking. And the fact that, do we expect anything to come out of that, you know, those meetings there? No, probably not. But hopefully some stuff will get hashed out. But what we do know is that, you know, there is additional discussion about the U.S. considering adding 100% tariffs, you know, on November 1st in retaliation to, you know, some of that's for what China's done on the rare earth minerals. We know so there's also been discussion about, well, the U.S. may put in place some software tariffs or restrictions on software exports to China, in particular retaliation for what's been going on with the talk of restrictions on the rare earth minerals and magnets. But one of the things I think we have to kind of look at in amongst when all this is going on, we can't forget that basically the fourth plenary session of the 20th Central Committee is wrapping up in Beijing. So, you know, every 5 years they put out a central plan. Usually between those 5 year time frames, there's what they call seven plenary sessions. Usually there could be more. And think of that plenary session or plenum as really just a time when everybody within the Chinese, you know, Communist Party is coming together. And since you're in the fourth plenary one, what's important about that one is the fact that you've got recommendations are coming together for their, you know, their 15th five-year plan, as they call it. So we're going to learn a lot as we see. You know, they won't be any formal announcements that they'll put out, but we'll have to watch for, you know, is there any position changes that we see within the Chinese government? Do we see anything changing in regard to policies or procedures? Now, what's important about the fact that that's wrapping up, I think that has a lot of impact on whether or not we do see a meeting between President Trump and President Xi. You know, they're intending to meet, at least Trump has said that. We haven't had any clarification from the Chinese side, you know, at the APEC summit in South Korea at the end of the month. There is some talk out there, though, is that if ultimately President Xi feels very strongly about where he's positioned, he may not physically go ahead and meet with Trump. If we see a meeting happen, it's probably because he doesn't feel like his position is quite as strong within the Communist Party. So there's a lot at stake here. The other thing that makes me a little bit nervous, and or more so nervous, probably isn't the right term, Susan, that we won't accomplish much here for a little bit yet. Don't forget, on November 5th, that's when I think the Supreme Court actually hears whether or not these reciprocal tariffs and put on through the Emergency Powers Act, whether or not they're, you know, even able to be legally used. So I don't think we'll see China want to do much at all before we see the results of that. And that starts on November 5th. I'm not sure how many days. I haven't seen how many days that will carry on, Susan.
Well, you know, and we wait, Jeff, for any sort of word or inkling to what's going to happen with soybean exports, not only with China, but just all around. And you kind of have to go by some tally sheets at the ports at this point with the government shutdown.
You really do, and you know, and we're watching those very closely. And you know, as we take a look at the weekly export inspections this past week, you know, 54.1 million bushels were shipped out, which that was a good sign. You know, really, it's picking up. It's nowhere near the 75, 80 million we'd expect this time of year, maybe even 85 million bushels, but it's a good number. To put that in perspective, since September 1st till now, that is down 30.9%. Now, USDA says we're going to be down about 10.1%. And this really, all this discussion here is right where the big focus is on in regard to how many exports will the United States have on soybeans. Now, as we dig a little bit deeper into the numbers, what we like to do is we like to go in and look at some of the individual countries that shipments are going to and compare, well, okay, how does that compare to last year at this time? So a few things that are rather interesting, when we look from September 1st through October 16th, we do that for the 2024, and we do that for the same time frame in 2025, you know, last year China would have, imported, or U.S. would have exported to China, through the 16th of October, about 142.7 million bushels. And so that's a significant amount. We know that right now it's zero. But there are some positives in this. And as we begin to look at that, one of the positives that stands out, so if we look at the shipments that are being made to non-China countries, or non-China, basically, as we compare last year to this year we've shipped out 203,486,000 have been shipped out so far since September 1st. And that's just, countries that are not China, of course. That's 66 million bushels more than would have been shipped out to non-China countries, last year. So that is up 48%. Now, what's positive about that number is that it's by no means making up for what China would have been taking. But what it does show is those countries that do need to step up and pick up additional shipments, they are physically doing that. Now, so I'll give you a couple examples. For instance, if we jump in here and take a look at Mexico, Mexico of last year through the 16th of October would have taken about 23.3 million bushels of soybeans. This year, they're at 32.4, so they're up 40%, 9.2 million bushels. So what we're doing is we're tracking that right at the country level, watching and seeing, what countries do we need to see stepping up. I personally think as we go forward, currently the export number is 1.685 billion bushels that the U.S. would send out for the 2025 crop year for soybeans. I for sure think we can get 1.55 billion. I think 1.6 billion is in the cards, and it could be a little higher than that, but we're going to continue to research that, and we'll keep you guys informed as we learn more about that.
What are your thoughts on the basis and the continued improvement we're seeing for soybeans?
We're seeing some very nice improvement at the crush facilities. What it's telling us, and here's, don't get confused that it's, there's plenty of beans out there. What it's telling us is that those crush facilities did not get priced ownership. So what I mean by that, they did not get bushels where they have the basis on that. So as a result, they're scrambling to do anything that they can to try to get bushels. And we're going to see these basis levels improve more at the crush facilities. Now, don't confuse that for the fact that, we're going to run out of beans. No, we have plenty of beans. I think we're going to have to take advantage of that stronger basis, maybe a little bit quicker than we think, unless China comes into this market this year. Because the thing we got to think about is that at a certain point, as these elevators get through harvest, they're going to be looking and saying, wait a minute, especially in the Western Corn Belt, a little bit different in the Eastern Corn Belt, but in the Western Corn Belt, we have plenty of beans, and they're going to look and say, okay, what is my bids that I can sell, beans by rail? What do I have that physically I can sell, at the local processor? And I think we'll see, some of those processors buy some beans from the elevators. It doesn't happen here yet, but we got to keep a very close eye on that going forward.
So could we see, Jeff, some higher bean prices in the next month or so?
I think we've had a really nice move in the beans here. They're working their way higher. We're staying above the 100 and 200 day moving averages. What that's done is that's got the funds buying this market. But I do get a little nervous in here if we don't see some type of trade deal, if the weekly export sales that we see, and there's continue, there'll be weekly export sales, there'll be shipments made. But I get a little nervous if that's enough, if we don't see China in to keep that market going. I think there's some more room in here in the short term, but longer term, I do get a little concerned.
Well, finally, do you think we'll have a November WASD report?
You know what? I personally do not think so. The reason I don't think so is the fact that in order for them to get all their information pulled together from those objective yield surveys, and also to think about it, there's also farmer surveys that have to be sent out. I think we're getting on the verge of not probably having a November one as we speak. My concern becomes is that if we don't have one, as we speak. My concern becomes is that if we don't have a November one, we know that December never usually updates physically what the yields are. That means we're out to January before we get an update on the yields.
All right, Jeff Peterson joining us today. Jeff, of course, with Heartland Farm Partners. A quick reminder that commodity futures and options do involve a substantial risk of loss, not suitable to all investors. That's the Thursday market wrap-up right here on the American Ag Network.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Local markets from Thursday at Alcivia Durand, cash corn 368, December 373, January 371, new crop 26, 401. Cash beans 945, December 952, January 957, new crop 26, 971. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash and November corn 378, December 383, January 397 and a quarter. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia cash corn 381, December 387, January 388. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound cash corn 373, cash beans 959. Allied Cooperative Blair cash corn 373, new crop 26 411, cash beans 950, new crop 26 at 990. Red Wing Grains, cash and November corn 390, April 419, new crop 26, 416, cash beans 977, November 985, April 1039, new crop 26, 1020. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn and December corn at 375, new crop 26, 404, cash beans 963, December 970, new crop 26, 995. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 222 to 244, Holstein fed cattle 195 to 220, market cows 125 to 164, bulls 157 to 198, calves 730 to 1830, beef steers 288 to 725, Holstein steers 225 to 480. Sheep markets, light lambs 345 and down, market lambs 240 and down, ewes 135 and down, rams 145 and down, goat markets does 185 and down, bucks 250 and down. At Zumbrota, finished beef steers 235 to 243, finished beef heifers 230 to 240.50, finished dairy steers 210 to 221, market cows 120 to 144, market bulls 155 to 194. Hog markets at Zumbrota, market hogs 65 to 93, light sows 67 to 69.50, heavy sows 70 to 70.25, and boars 27.50 to 54. That's a check of markets. You're listening to WRDN.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Strauss, makers of high-quality workwear for more than 70 years. Last week, representatives from the agriculture, biofuels, and airline industry gathered in Houston, Texas for the Sustainable Aviation Futures Congress, where the 800-plus attendees discussed the future of bio-based sustainable aviation fuel. I'll have more when we return. This episode of Farm Progress America is brought to you by Strauss. For more than 70 years and three generations, Strauss has manufactured high-performance German-engineered workwear, work boots, and safety equipment. The company's ostrich logo has become a proud symbol of excellence recognized by farmers around the globe.
Need extra comfortable bibs? Strauss has them. What about work pants that have been tested to be 5 times stronger than your standard canvas pants? Strauss has those too. Each piece of the Strauss collection, from hat to boot, has been specially engineered to help you perform better on the job. Whether you're working in the fields, taking care of livestock, or maintaining all the equipment that keeps your farm running. So if you're looking to add some extra utility and comfort to your workday, then harvest your potential and look for the ostrich. Prepare for the next growing season and grab yourself some new gear at Strauss.com. That's Strauss.com. Yes, the aviation industry has long relied on conventional fossil fuel-produced jet fuels. But with mounting pressure to reduce emissions from shareholders and European governments, sustainable aviation fuel is advancing as one of the rare pathways where agriculture, energy policy, and refineries converge. SAF can be made from bio-based feedstocks such as corn-based ethanol, soybean oil, waste fats, and captured carbon. This is a potentially massive new market. At the Houston SAF conference last week, Emily Score, CEO of Ethanol Trade Association Growth Energy, emphasized the connections between today's politics and low-carbon fuel, saying, quote, "We need to start talking about how SAF fits into this administration's goal of energy dominance, and we need to start talking about how this is a high-growth opportunity that America cannot afford to miss." For growers supplying corn, oilseed, or biomass, SAF represents a new premium market pipeline. One standout announcement from the event, Gevo plans to build a 30 million gallon per year SAF plant in North Dakota, repurposing an ethanol facility with carbon capture infrastructure already in place. This move means that company will no longer require that Summit Carbon pipeline through South Dakota for its growth. Currently, most SAF feedstocks are waste oils and fats, which are limited in supply. The next frontier, and one that agriculture is well positioned for, is large-scale bio-based feedstocks such as corn ethanol, soybean oil, or crop residue. A global feedstock study by the International Air Transport Association projects that by 2030, bio-based feedstocks such as corn or starch crops, like corn, could account for roughly 9% of total SAF feedstock used. One report suggests that converting ethanol to jet fuel is a pathway that could utilize the production of 9 million corn acres by 2030. I'll have more when we return.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
With demand on the mind of every farmer this fall, the expansion of sustainable aviation fuel still represents perhaps the fastest way to pick up new users for America's row crop production. U.S. farmers are well positioned to supply either corn ethanol or soy oil to SAF plants. The work is still needed to make that fuel more cost effective. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Strauss, makers of quality workwear for more than 70 years. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owner's agent serving the Durand area is Ansan Associates, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and frosty tonight with a low in the upper 20s. Sunshine returns for tomorrow, warmer day, high in the mid-50s. Some slight rain chances this weekend. A continued warming trend, highs in the upper 50s to maybe 60. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. It's 46 right now.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Thank you.
think you're talking to? What kind of fool do you think I am? I ain't falling for you all over again. I ain't playing a game that I know I can't win. What kind of fool do you think I am? Falling in love with you just brought me sorrow. You know I don't need you anymore. Now, do you really think I'm crazy enough to go throwing my good heart after bad love? What kind of fool do you think I am? I ain't falling for you all over again. I ain't playing a game that I know I can't win. What kind of fool do you think I am? Same.
Ryan Winnikens keeps you updated on farm news and markets throughout the day on Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
To this day, when I hear that song, I see you standing there on that lawn. Discount shades, store-bought tan, flip-flops and cut-off jeans. Somewhere between that setting sun, I'm on fire, I'm born to run. You looked at me and I was done, but we were just getting started. I was singing to you, you were singing to me. I was so alive, never been more free. Fired up my daddy's lighter and we sang, oh, oh, oh. Stayed there till they forced us out and took the long way to your house. I can still hear the sound of you saying don't go. When I think about you, I think about 17. I think about my old Jeep. I think about the stars in the sky. Funny how a melody sounds like a memory. Like a soundtrack to a July Saturday night. Springsteen. Probably wouldn't even know who I am, but if I whispered your name, I bet there'd still be a spark. From back when I was gasoline, and this old tattoo had brand new ink, and we didn't care what your mom would think about your name on my arm. Baby, is it spring or is it summer? The guitar sound or the beat of that drummer? You hear sometimes late at night on your radio. Even though you're a million miles away, when you hit on in a USA, relive those glory days so long ago. When you think about me, do you think about 17? Do you think about my old Jeep? Think about the stars in the sky. Funny how a melody sounds like a memory, like a soundtrack to a July Saturday night. Springsteen.
He could see the storm clouds rolling across the hill. He barely beat the rain in from the field. And between the back door slamming, she heard him say, damn this rain and damn this wasted day. She'd been waiting for this day for oh so long. She was standing in the kitchen with nothing but her apron on. And in disbelief he stood and he stared a while. When their eyes met, they both began to smile. Somewhere other than the night. She needs to spent the day wrapped up in a blanket on the front porch swing. Come to realize he'd neglected certain things. And there are times she feels alone even by his side. It was the first time she ever saw him cry. Somewhere there than the night, she needs to hear I love you. Somewhere
Winnikins keeps you updated on farm news and markets throughout the day on Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Baby, in the way you roll, so let's put down the drop top, burn a little black top off of that road. Baby, what we're waiting on, the stars are out, the night is young. If you wanna know, if I wanna go and get gone. Yeah, boy, I'm digging what you're doing. Yeah, boy, I'm trying to keep it cool, but you're making it hard. I'm wishing your arms were wrapping me up tight.
Truck, lots of love.
stuck thinking up an alibi. But every light in the house is on. Everything is gone. She left me no chance at redemption. No further exemption. Just a big red goodbye and lipstick on the wall. Goodbye says it all. No long explanation. No reconciliation. No let's talk it over number I can call. Goodbye says it all.